Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 214.
I feel like we're going to blink and we're going to be on 250.
I feel like I'm already so confused. I don't know how we made it to 214. It's just all very intense.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, what day is it? Where are we?
I feel like the show also is just such a part of my routine now that like it makes it go by quicker.
Yeah. It used
Before,
to be like,
we were just like, what's happening? Why do we have to work?
That's
so
honestly,
like,
I feel like
hard.
For over the first 100 episodes, even though it was part of our routine, it didn't really feel like it. Like, it still was kind of like, oh my God, we have another episode.
Yeah.
Like, it came
and now
as a surprise,
it's just like,
almost.
Well, yeah, come on.
Now it's just like, yeah. I think also because we have the Patreon now.
Yes. And also, people have noticed last few episodes slayed with the upload times, have we not?
We have a new workflow, aka we have some more help.
Yeah. We just like adjusted how things are done and it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are just like, oh my God, am I hallucinating? Why did you guys upload during the daytime?
Well, and people also keep being like, oh, they're on time. We never had a time.
But we did have a date.
We did have a date.
We always missed that. Was,
but also like, what time zone? We didn't say.
We meant whatever time zone is dead last in the world. That's the one we were
exactly.
Going off of. Come on. No, we were normally late by like at least, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 to 14 hours on uploads. And you guys have been amazing and super understanding of that. I was just like, okay, we've been doing this a hot minute. We got to figure out a structure because if not, then it feels almost like uncertain for us. It's like almost like we can't breathe right up till like upload. You know what I mean? Like I wanted a more lax thing for us too.
And then as soon as we're done, then it's like, well, fuck, now the next episode.
Now the next one. Exactly.
Shout out to Jesse's brother.
Yeah, shout out to my brother who's helping us a lot with cutting these episodes. And it's just, you know, we're figuring it out and I think it's working. Okay, so if you've noticed, thank you for noticing. We appreciate you very much. And if there's any asset errors, I fear that is my fault now because I am in charge of assets. We can no longer blame Lily if there's a rogue Ash Trevino. No, it was Wovicky.
But then I also then am checking those assets too. So we have Jesse's more detail oriented eye, and then I'm going over it as well. So we're good.
You could blame all of us. Okay. Anyway, yes. We're trying our best and I think it's working and we're slaying very hard. Anyway, that being said, something that was not slaying very hard this week was topics. And so we had to reach out to our patrons who I must say, finger on the pulse much. They like came through in 2 seconds.
Literally.
With topics.
I was on a
links,
walk.
Resources.
And I'm like frantically scrolling TikTok for straight up like an hour. Like that's all I did. And I couldn't find anything. And Jesse's like, let me ask our Patreon. Suddenly it was like, oh, here's five topics.
In seconds.
And we're like, oh.
Yeah. With links. Cool. I was like, oh my God, you guys want to work here?
Speaking of our Patreon, if you would like to help us in these times of need or, you know, see bonus episodes or
there's things we offer you too. It's not just there for you to work.
Yes,
with.
Yes. It just happens to come in handy for us
free.
As well. But if any of that sounds appealing, you should go check it out. It's patreon.com/do we know them.
Yes. And our last episode was actually on a topic that a few people have asked us to cover. Mm-hmm. Our bonus episode on Patreon is what I'm talking about. And it was Cole LeBrant becoming an MLM boss babe. So if you are interested interested in seeing that, you can sign up for the Diabolical tier, and that will give you access to watch that episode.
I'm still blown away that that is actually a thing.
But anyway, thank you to our patrons for helping us come up with the topics for this episode, because we have a good old wedding topic. Been a minute.
It's very much in the same vein of some of the past ones we've covered, but yeah, it has been a minute. I feel like the key look was maybe our last one.
Oh, and what a good one it was. But also, you were kind of recapping this to me, and it kind of sounded like Sepia Bride, or am
very
I wrong?
Very much like
that?
Sepia Bride, but like that one, it was kind of like people still were picking sides. Everyone is on the photographer's side for this one.
Really? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm excited.
So basically, we have Austin, who is the bride, and she has like 13,000 followers, although I don't know if she had a ton before. I did scroll back and she was getting like decent views on a lot of her videos. So I think she's like wanting to be an influencer. Don't know if this is going to maybe be a little bit
of a
hiccup in those plans. But then we have Madison Wood, who's the photographer, and she has around 7,000 followers and does like couples photography, wedding photography, photography in general.
Okay.
Much to her surprise, Austin posted a video on January 22nd. She got married. I looked, it was like back in November. She had a ceremony like earlier in the day. I don't know where it was. She lives in Arizona, but it was like kind of gave like courthouse vibes. And okay. Still had like family and friends there. Later, they did the reception and it was, I don't even know where. And I'm curious to see your opinion of the theme because people have a lot of words about it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, November 9th was when she got married. She starts posting pictures of this ceremony pretty soon after, like a few days. So I don't know if she didn't get these until more recently or if she literally has just been like waiting and was like,
stewing, festering.
Because she hasn't really posted any content from the reception, at least from this photographer.
This kind of reminds me a little bit of a story we didn't actually manage to cover. I remember like we had a doc made on it and everything. It was the bride that washed off her makeup. You heard about that?
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of reminds me of that because that was months later and it very much just seemed like a random move by the bride to just be like, fuck this person who worked just on like, my wedding.
Yeah,
like there's
no
other reason to post it.
Well, and what's crazy is that we'll look at like, we have the whole wedding album, like so we can see all the pictures. So she didn't post any pictures from the reception, but she did post a lot of pictures from the ceremony and that is the same photographer and the pictures are gorgeous. So This is kind of like a, oh, okay, what happened? She doesn't tag her in the caption. The caption is just LOL crying. They're hashtags. It's hashtag LOL, hashtag crying, hashtag FYP. The comments are now off.
Oh, okay. So this is going to be good.
But this is the original video she just posted out of nowhere. And she does have the photographer's username in the video via text at the very end.
Oh my God. Okay. That's a move.
Mm-hmm. Shut
up. Oh my God, it got deleted.
I knew it. I already downloaded it.
Shut the fuck up. It literally just says video currently
unavailable. Well, she had already turned the comments off. So I was like, why wouldn't you just delete the video?
She's like, shit, abort mission, This is going horribly.
Oh my God. So we're going to watch the photographer has responded.
While you're finding that, I'll tell you, Amelie asks me like 20 times when I'm going upstairs. She's like, are you going to work? Are you going to work? And then she wants to know if I'm going to work at my desk or if I'm going to work upstairs. And so I told her, I was like, I'm going to work upstairs. She's like, you're going to see Lily? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I am.
That's so funny. It sounds like you're like going to like coworker. A secret closet.
You live in our attic, obviously.
Are you going to see Lily? Why doesn't she come and see me anymore? Tell her I miss my best friend.
I will. I will certainly let her know. Oh, okay, so
it's just like a sound, but we won't get copyrighted. It says, when you were so excited for your reception pictures and this is what you got back.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. Okay. Oh, that's not bad. That's bad. I love this sound.
I hate it. It's so annoying.
You don't like what is that instrument called?
Kazoo.
Kazoo. Yeah. Okay, these are all ass cheeks, so okay. I'm confused how this goes bad. Wait, was that the end of it?
I think so.
This one right before the captions.
That's cute.
That's a cute picture.
Uh-huh.
So there's some that she includes that are not horrible.
They're not like terrible.
I would say there's like two that aren't horrible and the rest look like they were taken with like a Polaroid or maybe someone's shoe. I'm not sure.
A potato.
We're
not clear on the equipment. No. But then it says, I've never been more disappointed. Still had to pay full price. No accountability taken for... Okay, that didn't...
What the hell? That's the whole sentence?
Come on, girl.
This is why we don't split up sentences that much because you have the you know, it opens you up to mistakes.
Well, not that it's relevant. I think she could be bad at spelling at any age, but she is also only 19.
Oh.
So
that I feel is relevant.
It's relevant for the rest of it, I think. But no accountability for, and then it just, new sentence says, my photographer happily sent these over. And then it says, what would you do in this situation? Thanks to Maddie Wood Photo and Stephanie Lauren Photo. And I guess Stephanie Lauren
that's
is like the assistant.
That's insane to tag them.
I'm like, crazy. Wow, you're a bitch. Figure it out behind the scenes. But also, you said that even thinking like the pictures are terrible.
No, they're bad. Yeah, they're bad. And still it's wild to tag them.
Agreed. And when you think about how many photos a person, like a photographer, will usually send you after an event, do you think that those were the only ones?
Well, I don't know. But what I will say is that every photographer is different and some might send you hundreds, if not like thousands, when it like they're rapid firing throughout. So if she went through, and I'm kind of guessing this is maybe where this is going, if she went through and like picked the worst ones, that's
cool. That is exactly
why would
what
you do that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you've ever taken photos with a DSLR camera, like some are great and then some are not. Like that's just how that happens, especially if you're rapid firing at an event.
Especially if it's at night, if there's a shit ton going on because it's like a circus themed or something.
And also, we don't know how the photographer works. If she sent her the full gallery of like everything that was in that SD card and was like, choose your favorites and I'll edit them. Some people work that way too. So I don't know why she would have had access to those hideous photos, because some would say like, why didn't the photographer exclude those? But some people might just give you a full gallery to choose from.
Right. I don't know exactly what like the exchange situation was for like how many she was expecting, how many blah blah, but basically real other quick context before the photographer responds and before I think people started like really coming down on her and it went viral, the same day she also posted a video where she is like shouting out the videographer and being like, oh thank goodness I had her, basically.
Oh my god, I can't. What are you gonna do, just screenshot the video and just use it as a picture? Like,
well, so click that top video just to get a vibe of the wedding.
Oh my god, it's cute. Is it Alice in Wonderland themed?
No one really knows.
Okay, period. Carnival.
It's
carnival themed.
It's like carnival, but also Alice in Wonderland. I don't know. I need to show you some of these comments though, because people are not into it. It's a lot.
I think it's cute.
I wasn't like, ew, but I mean, wouldn't be my choice.
Maybe they like to go to carnivals. Ew, his suit is hideous. But other than that, it's fine.
Basically, she's showing like, this is how pretty her wedding was. It was amazing. And what does the caption say? This was the vibe of our party. God. I'm so happy I can look back on this video. Couldn't be more grateful for Emma. Go check out her Instagram, then she tags her.
Oh
so we get it. You really hate the photographer.
Have you read her at name? Memes by M.
Memes. I bet
what are the chances?
She must be a maternity photographer.
Yeah. I will say that wouldn't be what I would choose for a wedding, but I think it was well done. I think it's cute. If people had an issue with the theme, I think that's kind of silly. I think it looked
nice. I think
nice.
That they only have a problem with the theme because she was a bitch. Because
of her.
Yeah.
And her attitude.
And it was like, yeah, they used that against her.
And probably also because of that hideous metallic purple suit that gentleman wore.
Metallic purple?
You didn't see it? How did you not see it? That one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the husband.
No, I think that's her dad.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
I'm
not.
Like, okay, sir, you're not the ringleader. Like, what's happening here?
I heard that when it was showing the dance. I think there was a delay. I was like, oh,
apologies.
I mean, it was fine.
No, I meant this suit. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Hideous. Anyway, no, yeah, I think that's fine. If she's trying to compare like lighting and stuff, and if she really got all of her photos as bad as the ones she showed were, and then this was her videographer's work, then I do understand why she would be unhappy with the pictures and happy with this, because this is well lit. Everything looks nice. It's edited cute. Like, yeah, I get it. Now, if that's not true, then
let's
this
go back
is
to the
really
doc.
Mean.
She did have previous pictures from the reception, which was during the day. And the pictures are absolutely gorgeous. We'll see some of them because they're all in the same album. You're
not her giving access to the entire one. This is normally something that is privately
okay.
given to just the client.
No, like I thought that too, but I kind of think maybe all of her, like I went on her website and I found it, but I think all of them were available.
Okay.
So here's the reception.
So far.
Or here's the ceremony, sorry. Yeah, no, all these were cute. And she's posted a bunch of TikToks with these.
Yeah, that's cute.
interesting choice from
from this kind woman in the pink flamingo. What the fuck is this? It looks like she's wearing a flamingo.
I don't know. Like, she had a TikTok that was like, when you told all of your bridesmaids to wear pink and they like really delivered. And it was like, oh,
delivered they did.
That's a lot of pink.
For better or for worse.
They were super cute and she was super happy with these ones.
Oh yeah, these are cute.
So then you're like, how could the photographer really fucked up so much between now and the night? And then you see that she didn't.
Oh God.
Let me see. Like, we've scrolled through hundreds of pictures already of just the ceremony and like before and after it. Here we go.
Oh my God. She took such fucking pretty pictures. Are you joking?
So like, not only was she like thrilled with all those, but then look at all these. Some of them, not so great, but it looks like she pretty much included.
Wait a second, I'm still looking at darkness.
For some of them, but it looks like she included all of the photos. I feel like there's a bunch that are fine.
Some are bad.
Yeah, but it looks like she, again, uploaded, like, if they're all of them and taking pictures at night of lights, too.
Can I be honest? Is this a safe space?
Can I say what's on my mind? I would keep scrolling and look for all of them. Will I be attacked?
Okay. So not a safe space just yet. Okay.
No one on the internet seems to agree. There's plenty of them.
Okay. I understand, but this photo, for instance, it's giving the photographer may not have had flash.
I think she was trying different things, but there's also like...
I don't think she tried flash. I don't think she tried it at all.
Well, because you can't use flash if you want the lights to show up and stuff too. So like with all the carnival lights, you have to kind of pick and choose how you capture them.
Totally. But like this picture of them sitting under this umbrella, to me, I'm like, fuck, why didn't you turn on flash? Maybe she didn't have flash.
Because there's like those candle things in the background and like you wanted the lighting from that, but then you would edit this later to be brighter.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Like, I think also these are unedited. Not all of them.
Okay, but maybe that has something to do with it too. I will say everything right now from the reception is giving no flash. I can't see shit. And it's not my astigmatism. I've got my contacts in.
I think like it's much better to take pictures darker and make them brighter than it would be to have the flash
maybe
on for every single one and then not get any of the like the depth of all the lights and stuff in the background. I get why she wasn't taking them with a flash. It would just like totally change the entire atmosphere,
right?
And I think she's going for more of like a film vibe,
but like she edited this one to look black and white.
Yeah, she could have brightened that a lot more.
She could have brightened it. Like, I just feel like for someone, especially that's not a photographer, that's just a client that's looking at this, it's a jarring difference when it's like she probably signed up for what she got in the ceremony. Those pictures is what she's like seen of her work, and then saw that basically all of the reception was undocumented because it was in the dark. I just feel like I would also be pissed. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. I gotta hold my tongue until we see, because I know the photographer spoke out. So I don't want to be a bitch. I'm just saying.
Well, so the photographer does admit, just like a teaser, she felt super bad because she's like upset that they weren't happy. Keep in mind, this also comes from her and she had an assistant there.
She didn't have flash either.
I guess not.
I'm just kidding. No one had a flash.
Again, like, I get why you wouldn't use flash in this kind of a situation. And it is going to look different on video. Like, taking photos and taking video aren't going to come out the same.
This is a cute photo that something can be done with editing.
There's plenty of photos that are easily fixable if just editable. Being dark is the problem.
Period. I also can see, like, I'm not as like, oh my God, there was amazing photos from the reception.
I think you could be upset that, like, they weren't necessarily what you thought. I don't know. I keep coming back to the, it's because of the lighting and all of, like, the string lights in the background.
I think also, like, aspect ratio wise, I think she did a good job in terms of, like, framing them. There's some pictures that are very, very cute, I think. Like this one where she's kind of laughing and stuff. I don't know. I need to hear from the photographer in a little bit because I am a little bit floored. Like, I thought she was, like, serving, and then there was just a few that were bad. A lot of these are giving, like, especially the ones of the decorations, to me are giving, like, iPhone a little bit. You know what I mean?
A little, but I think I can see the potential a lot more.
As for me, I could take this picture with my phone. As for me, personally. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, this is someone's aunt that took this, like, you know?
But also, I do keep thinking about, like, these aren't even the ones she showed. Like, she showed, like, correct, really bad ones.
I agree. I agree. There are some cute ones that have potential that even if she didn't want the photographer to touch it anymore, mm-hmm, there are pictures she herself could take to, like, Lightroom.
Easily.
And make super
cute. Literally
could,
yeah, do it in the easy iPhone editor.
There is not zero to work with, and this is not horrible.
Not worth blasting the photographer on social media.
I agree with that. And I never think that that's really the resolution, because at the end of the day, you have to remember she got really, really cute ceremony pictures, mm-hmm, gorgeous photos with her family. So that already is amazing. And then she got photos that she's going to have to tweak a bit. I think of it like in times that I've gotten my makeup done or certain things that have happened, pictures that I'm just like, thanks. I'm going to take it from here. Yeah. I'm going to fix it how I want. No, I'm going to edit this photo how I want. There's really no reason to do this, especially months later. What is the point? But like to say like no accountability taken, this and that, it is a bit much.
And that's a lie as well. I think the whole vibe she was going for was like she was inspired by the look of everything to make it more like, again, like film-esque.
A lot of them too, though, like, and again, that's why I'm like, I don't know if she's just including everything. Like, this is kind of blurry, you know, they're moving.
Yeah.
So it may just have been a case of that, that she's just including everything and it's just an unfortunate kind of mix up. But I don't think that, especially like now we're getting towards the bottom, I don't think that this went undocumented. There's some cute photos here. It's not like everything
was in
the pitch
black. I'm not
gonna
be able to show anyone.
Yeah, like some of these with the guest and the dancing.
It is diabolical that those are the ones she included when there are plenty of others.
I agree. That I do agree, because like when they're cutting the cake and stuff, I feel like there's better examples of her work, mm-hmm, than what she, like she put literally pitch black ones, yeah, and was like, what would you do if you got this?
Well, like,
you,
well, I would look to the other received one next to it that is the same picture, yeah, but not like that.
Yeah. And I mean, even us that like we did our photo shoot together and we only got, I think, like 30 something photos. And how many were we like, absolutely, yeah, not, and just picked like one that we enjoyed?
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
I mean,
there's like
that's
a handful
how it is
and I could like maybe edit some of them to be better, but it was kind of like, okay. And like, this is much, yeah, more rapid fire. Like those were even more like, I'm taking a picture. Like it was like very, so if our eyes were kind of closed, then we're fucked. This, it's like she was snapping away.
Yeah, but also look at the flower toss. That's an unfortunate, you know what I mean? It's pitch black.
But yeah, I don't know why that one would be a one you would choose to make black and white either. So
yeah,
many
some
of these
the ones
could
that
be
are
fixed.
Darker, yeah. But again, they can be fixed. And I'm curious to see if the photographer did try to fix them, because it's not like there's hopeless photos. Again, the framing was good. The moment was good for a lot of these. And I think there was potential there. And if she just didn't like that it was so dark, I think that that could have been adjusted. Okay, so then what happens after this? Ooh, the photographer responds.
That's just another photographer that goes through some of the photos and says like,
oh, a
there's
different
plenty
one
of good ones. These are the comments on that one, on that other photographer though.
Oh my god, stop it. When their wedding theme was Victoria's Secret semi-annual sale themed haunted house, what were they expecting? That's diabolical. Why would you even say that sentence?
The next one is, the decorations remind me of the random stuff in an I Spy book.
Oh my god. Like, I just also maybe think if your decor is Snooki meets Alice in Wonderland, maybe that's what the photos are going to reflect. Okay, everyone, simmer it fucking down. I really think that had she not been really shitty about this situation, nobody would have had, like, that's,
I agree.
It did
no,
not
that's
look
100%
like that.
Why? I don't think it was, it definitely not for me, but like, it wasn't as bad
no,
as people
same
make it seem.
And they're super young, so it makes sense why they would want to do like a carnival or something. Like, I don't know. It seems a little juvenile, sure, but it wasn't poorly done. I mean, they had a fucking merry-go-round.
I know,
and shit.
We're commenting that a lot of the flower decorations were like, because then it was like the photographer did have pictures of the flowers and it was like, well, nothing would have fixed that. They're like paper flowers.
Okay,
that are like,
I get that. Yeah. Okay, so this next thing is her response, mm-hmm, Madison Wood.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Well, hello, TikTok. If you are here from that bride's video, thank you. I did not expect it to blow up like this. I'm just extremely overwhelmed. I have received so much love, and for that, I want to thank everyone who has personally reached out.
Also, I don't know who found the gallery and like looked through all the photos.
Well, she tagged her name, so if she does have the...
Yeah, but like you had to like, because I found it, I did see later, of course, someone had linked it, but you have to like go to her website, then you have to go to clients, then you have to like, you, it's not like right out in the open.
Oh, I mean, do you doubt the TikTok sleuths? They'll find anything.
Not at all, but I just think it's so funny because it's like, she didn't even have to be like, no, look, there's other pictures.
Okay, literally my first thought, like almost everything that we cover has a first person that comes out about someone, and then people have a reaction based on that sole information. Mm-hmm. So it's just like someone was called, like this person did this and that and the other, and everyone believes it because they don't have the opposing view, and then that person comes out, gives context, and then everybody now hates the first person whoever posted about it.
Well, and fine. I think it is very
this
telling.
Didn't even happen.
You should always be like a little hesitant to believe the first person because they were the ones willing to bring it to TikTok.
Exactly. Yes. But it's very rare that you get a situation like this where she doesn't even have to do anything.
No,
she got
she's
linked.
Like coming after the like the tides have already turned.
Yeah, that's it's an interesting perspective. I don't think we've seen that yet.
I was responding a lot at first, but it kind of just got exhausting having to.
You know, actually, maybe she did share it, though. She was in the comments. I just can't see the comments now because they're off.
Oh, so maybe she sent the link
yeah,
to people in the comments.
Her husband also
gallery.
Was in the comments, she says at one point.
Oh, my God.
So I just woke up. I had to wake up earlier to do this. I'm a mom, and I also work during the week full time, so I'm sitting on my bathroom floor to record this. So other
oh
than
God,
thanking
she sounds
everyone,
so nervous.
I know.
I do want to come on here and say, this is crazy. I truly do feel so bad for the bride. If you guys haven't seen my comments, because now it's really blown up, I have lost a lot of sleep over this. I have shed a lot of tears. This was totally being handled offline. There was multiple talks with the mom, and then everything was kind of, I wouldn't say settled, because obviously they were unhappy, but everything came to an agreement, and then the bride decided to post this on TikTok. She stated that I went against my contract, which is not true. I sent an associate. My contract talks about associates. I do not have to introduce those two together. I don't even live in the same town as the bride. I'm 3 hours away. So technically any associate that I would have sent that works under me would have been a stranger to her.
What?
I don't know. Now I'm confused. I watched this first and then I went
episode.
Through all of the gallery stuff and everything. Maybe
is
she
the bride
wasn't
insinuating
there. Maybe
that?
It was she didn't take the pictures.
Oh, okay. Let's keep letting her explain.
It just states that I will send someone that I trust to take her photos. I offered raw photos, don't have to do that. Those pictures are mine legally under my contract. Don't even have to offer a refund. It also states in my contract that I do not have to offer a refund even if she doesn't love the photos. That is something that I offered. I get that not everyone likes that style. And that's why in the gallery, I took both and sent them both just in case she didn't like that, which obviously we can see that she didn't.
What's the style?
It's the ones, because you know in the ones that the bride posted, it has like kind of like that pink like film look over it.
Okay.
There was like an effect added to some of them.
Okay.
So she included.
I'm like, is the style just darkness?
It's hard because I know I'm not going to please everyone, but I just wish this was handled in such a different way. The night I got the text that they were unhappy, it was the mom. I obviously tried to de-escalate the situation, try to find solutions. Her husband ended up texting me back from the message and obviously just unhappy. I think I offered like 3 or 4 times, I want to make this right, what can I do to fix this? And I never got a text back. It took them over 24 hours to reply to me. And this was yesterday morning and the mom was super, super nice. Obviously they were still disappointed, which understandable. But she basically said that she loves me, she loves my work, that this little hiccup doesn't stray away from how they feel about me.
I'm thinking that she sent this other photographer, like, in her place.
The assistant.
I thought it was an assistant, right? But she's calling her an associate.
Why would that happen? I mean, I'm trying to understand, was she sick? Or, like, why would you send someone in your place? That's not, like, typical practice, is it? That's, like, last resort?
Yeah, I'm missing that chapter of context. Yep.
Okay, got it. I know that people will, like, we've talked about with the makeup artist and stuff, like, people will send people in their place, yeah, should an emergency.
But usually it's, like, during, if there was, like, a family emergency or something that came up. Yeah,
but otherwise, if I hired you, I would like for you to come.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the expectation or if she had said maybe ahead of time, like, I can do the reception or I can do the ceremony, I just can't come to the reception.
Oh, it could have been something like that, yeah. Too. Yeah,
we don't have all of the details, but I'm sensing that she didn't take these photos that night.
Which would honestly make more sense because they were very different.
Well, and if she's saying that the mom was like, this doesn't affect how we, like, feel about you.
Yeah.
So under my assumption, everything was fine. And then I was at work and one of my friends sent me the TikTok and she said, who is this girl? And this is a few minutes after it was posted, so it didn't get the traction that
literally reminds me of Rug Lady, because my friend Leslie texted me and she's like, I heard this girl that I was following on TikTok, she was talking about how people were bullying her, and then I look in the comments and they're saying it's you and Lily. I'm like, I hate it here, like, genuinely. Anyway, but it's the worst thing to get your real life friend texting you some shit that you're involved in on TikTok. Like, okay, no thank you.
No, but I found out, I think, I'm pretty sure it was because in our group chat with Cece and Sherilyn. But you know, there's that stretch when I'm coming home where I lose service.
Yeah.
So I'm blocked, so I can't look at the, I'm like, that's weird. It's not working for me. And then Chelsea's like, oh, let me send you the video. And then they keep talking. I was like, wait, is the video about me?
Oh, they're like, yes, it sure is.
Yes, it is. It is. And then that one loads. So I'm like trying to drive to get where they're serving.
A nightmare.
It's very stressful.
It was getting, and I called the mom bawling. And I just said, listen, I completely understand that you guys are upset. I thought that we had talked about this. But I do not understand online bashing at all. She just made a TikTok video and I'm tagged in it. So mind you, the bride has never once contacted me since receiving these pictures. And I texted her about them, or about the video. Basically was saying, like, listen, I'm heartbroken for you. Like, I've tried everything I physically can. I've offered to re-edit them, which the mom and dad told me, and the bride, after I had confronted her about the video, that they did not think that re-editing would fix the pictures. I offered RAWs, which I legally don't have to. I offered a refund, which, again, legally, I do not have to. This is all my contract. And I basically got off the phone with the mom. She said that she was gonna talk to her daughter because she had just gotten out of workout class, didn't see the full video. Well, the video just keeps start getting traction. And the bride didn't text me for a good, I would say 10 to 20 minutes after that. And basically wasn't sorry, said that she wasn't intentionally trying to personally attack me. This was just her experience.
I would say that if you at somebody, like, it's kind of the most personal an attack could get on social media. It's like, this person over here, go get her.
And to, like, purposely, very intentionally make it seem like the pictures are unusable. No. It's my experience.
But she physically tagged me and the associate photographer. So
right.
I understand her. I understand that. But this is someone's small business. This does not affect my work. I took full accountability. Obviously, I did not physically take those pictures, but I sent the associate out there. I have taken full accountability for that.
So, you know, interesting fact. She's not the person that took the photos. I will say a few things. If she's the person that took the first photos, which is what we're assuming, right? We don't even know that for sure.
No, we're pretty positive.
Oh, okay. So she's the person that took those first photos in the ceremony part of it, which are gorgeous, perfectly lit, but it was also daytime.
Yeah.
And then she sent an associate out that took all those pitch black photos. Then yes, I would understand why she would feel frustrated by that, because that person comes recommended by you.
Yeah.
But it is insane to post those photos and not the ceremony photos and say this person, because I mean, we watched that and assumed she took those photos. And that other girl was like an assistant.
Exactly. And I watched the second one while I was on a walk. So I must have been like crossing the street or something during that little tidbit. You can't.
That's cruel.
Like, I get that it's her business, but like a photographer, their work speaks for itself. So like.
Yeah. But also it's just like, you can't redact such important information in a time like this, yeah, when you know, and it was starting to gain traction and all that shit.
And she kept it up until 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. I feel like that girl had to have known that people were going to assume that this girl, because her name was the first tagged, mm-hmm, is the one that took those shitty black photos.
Yeah. Even though she had posted a bunch by her and not tagged her or anything in the other TikToks.
And again, it's insane because it like takes me back to like the hair disaster people who get offered a solution, a full refund, and then still are like, nope, TikTok. That's what I'm going to go to.
And then say, and she won't take accountability. What is the accountability you're looking for besides public shaming? Because what?
Literally, like you want her to be stoned? Yeah, like, I'm confused.
She doesn't have a time machine. She can't go retake the pictures at your wedding. So.
Yeah, that's insane. Again, if she gave a full refund, like, she offered that to you,
you just
and you still got the gorgeous ceremony photos, you're, like, scamming her, Loki. So, like, I think, like, a half refund.
But that's what a lot of people are
maybe
saying. It's like, and think of, like, the time frame that she waited. Like, I don't know exactly when she got all of them, but it seems like it probably was not today or yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
She kind of, like, sat on it for a while, and then, like, they wanted some money back, so they posted it, it seems like.
But she would have gotten all the money back.
I don't know if she did issue the refund.
I don't think she wanted money. I think she wanted clout. Like, I think she just wanted to publicly shame her.
Well, that would actually make more sense because it seemed like she was trying to grow her social media. So that would be like, oh, wedding drama. I know that always takes off.
Not always for the better, girly.
Did literally everything in my power to make that right. And this was still posted on social media. I just told her, unless the video is taken down, I will not send Roz. That was something that I was willing to do. And she said that she didn't think the Roz would be good anyway, that she didn't want them. And
oh my God.
My husband actually,
that's giving, I don't care about
the picture. He had a lot of messages on the video with receipts and sticking up for me, and the bride ended up blocking him. But I had to hold him off for a long time for even commenting. I was hoping that the mom would have called her daughter and they would have taken the video down. Unfortunately, that did not happen. And so my husband kind of just got on there and started setting people straight about what really happened, because the full truth was not being told. He did get blocked and he's sad about it.
He's sad about it.
He's sad about it? Is that what she just said?
Okay.
I'm sorry, but like the way I would be so annoyed, I would just be like, can you not make this about you right now? Can you actually not be weird?
I know.
Just like not comment on this? Let me deal with it. I'm a big girl. Like,
I do get also that like in the point when it's going viral and people don't know the whole story, because I'm sure she did probably get some shit first. Maybe it was even him that posted the link to the album.
100%. But also, again, she's a big girl.
I think he should stay out of it totally, but I get why he wouldn't.
I'm telling you, I would just be so fucking annoyed. I'd be like, oh, brother, like now you're in the fucking comments being a fucking mess, like making me look stupid.
I have gotten involved in people's shit for stuff that didn't help me, but I had full permission. I asked, I waited.
I was about to say, every time you got involved, it was a, hey, Jesse, what do you think about this? And I'm like, slay. That was good. Okay, you can do that one. Husbands specifically, husbands and parents, I'm always like, no. Yeah. Like friends, I can get it. But like husbands and fucking moms and shit, keep it in the family. Let's just talk shit at dinner. Like, what are we doing here? It feels juvenile. It feels like little kid shit. But
when,
again,
like, I don't know how old the photographer is, but remember the bride is 19.
The bride's like 2 years old. Yeah. No. But also, obviously, behind everything that I've gone through online ever, my husband's there and I could talk shit to him
it
and he talks shit to me.
It's gonna make it worse if they get involved.
Yeah, but I'm just like, don't get involved. Don't, you know? I don't know.
He was like my number one supporter before the TikTok took a turn for the good, and everyone found my gallery. So many people, nice people have reached out to me. I'm going to try not to cry because I've done all the crying that I've could. But I just hope people realize this is a small business. Like, if you go to my profile, this does not reflect who I am or my work. I've literally tried making everything right. And at this point, the video is not getting taken down. It's gone crazy viral. But I just felt like I should get on here and just, I've already taken accountability. I know I didn't do everything right in this situation. And I will be taking some of these lessons forward into my business. But do I ever think it is right to online bash someone? No.
Agreed.
I can take on or like
not
just
never.
I can take constructive criticism.
Come on, girl.
But some people can't, and this literally ends people, and it ends people's businesses. So I am just so happy that the video took a turn for the good, And I've only received so much good. Obviously, there are some negative comments. Not everyone has that style, and that's completely understandable. Again, I am truly heartbroken for the bride because I can't imagine not loving my wedding photos. And at the end of the day, my client is not happy, and that's what I think is most important. But at the end of the day, I can only control what I can control. And I've tried. I never wanted this to go online. Now it's gotten the traction. She got her fame that she wanted.
Yeah, that's the thing. There was no resolution that would have come from bringing it online because she had already offered everything she possibly could have.
And I mean, when I sent you this TikTok, I don't know, a couple hours ago, like 2 hours ago at most, it was at like at 41,000 likes.
Yeah.
It's, right now it's at 106. I can't even imagine by the time we post this.
Support. And like, I've seen several photographers are posting about it and encouraging people to go follow her and stuff. So she made it out
alive.
We've
seen with Sepia Bride that that's always going to happen with photographers. For better or for worse, they're kind of delusionally attached to each other. It's very interesting. But
even like me looking for the album, like I felt similar. Like I see the potential in a lot of these photos. Yeah. I wouldn't discount it as being like, oh, these are absolute shit, because I know what they were going for. I know what
I don't even
turn
think that there's enough like horrible pitch black because okay, if a photo's pitch black, you can up the exposure of the brightness as much as you want. That's not going to help. It is going to be grainy. It's going
to
be shit.
Can I actually show you just to like how much of a difference stuff can make? Let me send you.
Yeah, really, I mean, go for it.
I just sent you three before and afters.
Okay.
That's one, but the other two are very dramatic.
Okay, this one is quite dramatic because you couldn't see any of those features before.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look grainy or anything. Yeah, okay, I see the vision. And then, okay, that one is pretty trusty. You can't see shit. Okay, but how much did you edit this? Was it just...
I mean, a lot, but like I edited more than neons to make those brighter because there weren't even any on it.
Well, see, that's pretty hefty fucking editing then. Like if you have to like pretend a neon is
but
there,
that's
not
I did that
there,
to the like, to the sign, like to make those letters light up, but like
all the other features, the sky and
like
stuff,
even the lower part of the sign prominent. Like look how like you wouldn't even be able to see what was on it before.
That being said, she took so many photos, it's like how many of those realistically could she edit? I will say it's pretty interesting that the bride was like, oh, there's no point in you editing it.
Yeah, no, like that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that seems like either she's ignorant to the editing process or she just genuinely wanted to do this and was hoping
she
would win,
doesn't give
though,
a fuck and has some battle that she's fine with for like personal use or whatever and then just wanted clout.
Yeah, that seems like what it is, to be honest.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All in all, I do think it's just fucked up. This was fucked up to bring to the internet. I am glad that regardless of some unfortunate photos in that dark, you know, whatever, that wasn't even her that took it. And the fact that she was willing to go the route of refunding her entirely for work that she did that was beautiful, that the bride agreed was beautiful, and then it was just a mishap with the associate that she recommended. Like, I just think it's so fucked up. Why would any... It's the same with the bride that washed off the makeup. Why are you gonna do that? First of all, your makeup looked better before, and I stand by that. But also, why are you gonna do that and then just be like, I'm gonna wait a few months or a few weeks or a few days and make them think that everything's fine and then just blindside them? I think that's cruel. Like, I would prefer those people, like, you know, those people we've covered that like threaten them and they'll just be like, listen, if you don't do this, I'm putting this on TikTok. I would almost prefer that. At least it's transparent. They know what's coming.
At least they have a heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is like, oh, I'm bored and I'm gonna make things messy.
And the husband's there like, I'm like, sir, do you even know what's going on? Because
no.
What the fuck? First of all, why is your mom? I mean, they are young. why is your mom talking to the photographer? Are you guys sure you're ready to be married? You need your mommy? You need your mommy to call?
I'm thinking back to See If You're a Bride. She had her husband talk to her, the photographer.
Oh my God, literally. Well, okay, at least that's like your partner, that like whatever. And you and were like, both at the wedding.
It's his photos too, yeah. But,
but
like,
your mom?
Also, it's you're the one that's arguing. Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. But also, again, yeah, she's 19. I'm like, ooh, are you sure? She's Mormon too, though.
Yeah, very interesting. It's quite unfortunate because I feel like now she's deleted this. She got her ass handed to her. People were like, no, fuck you. And then now what? Like, what's her thing now? What does she do from here?
I'm sure people will forget. I think she probably thought this was like maybe going to be a little shortcut and like get her a good boost. And I think she's regretting it now.
Nope. Wow. I do feel bad for that photographer. She seemed so like her breath was like, she was like shaking, like, and that does make me sad because sometimes I forget that not everybody, like, I could talk to a camera and literally say anything.
Well, I mean, if I was super anxious, that would be uncomfortable, but like, she isn't someone that's even like a content creator where it's like she's the content.
That's what I'm saying. She's a photographer. So out of her element.
Yeah,
and it's unfortunate too, especially that she does this as like a side gig. Yeah. And it's like, dude, you got pretty pictures, go away. Either let her edit them, re-edit them, let her try,
yeah,
or get the fuck out of here. Like, well, I don't, because
also like she offered
was.
To edit them. I doubt she was gonna charge her anymore, so it's like, why wouldn't you just
no
try,
of course not.
Unless you don't care.
Yeah. And I don't think she cared. Yeah. I think she wanted this moment, and a moment she got. Was it the moment she wanted? No.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, I was literally on all sides of that one. I don't even know what the fuck I was.
But
see,
you
that's
did maintain
the problem with first time reactions.
Our consistent that, like, even if they were terrible, why would you do that?
Yeah, they would have to be so bad for me to be like, girl, I get it. I get why you brought it to TikTok.
Unless posting is gonna like actively stop someone from doing behavior that they are engaging in that's problematic at the moment that you're posting it, and it's not like a retrospective, like, oh, this thing that happened to me like a few months ago. Even if someone's not doing problematic stuff at that time, I don't think.
I get that sentiment for sure. I just also think that TikTok as a whole has harbored an environment and just like set a precedent for people to come onto the platform when they're dissatisfied with a service,
which
or dissatisfied
bucks.
In a way
that's,
that they don't feel they got
it's
enough
no
justice
different than leaving bad reviews when you have not gone somewhere, because that is exactly what this leads to. They want other people to take down this business so they can get some kind of like retribution for it. And it's like, okay,
yeah,
you don't get that though.
It's one thing if the photographer was horrible, mean, cruel, maybe there was some blackmail sprinkled in there, something weird, something crazy, then
engaging
it's like, okay,
in problematic
totally
behavior
it.
That you were trying to stop,
exactly,
then it's different. Yeah. I think, but that wasn't the case. She offered you a refund, she offered to edit them, she offered you raws.
Yeah, this is
and
insane.
You were like, nope, I'm gonna go get followers, bye.
You know what would be interesting, tell me if you're not interested in this and we'll just cut it right on out, but what would be interesting is if you took one of those dark photos.
Oh, I think I even
and
said
tried
that
to...
no, I think I said that earlier.
Oh, you did? Oh, then you're gonna try it?
Sure.
Oh my God, there you go. So here's Lily's before and after.
Well, I definitely lied. I did not say that earlier. I guess I just thought it. But anyway, regardless, here they are. I definitely leaned into more of like the film vibe. There's definitely different ways you could have edited them. If these were my photos, these are some examples of what I would try. But I think this at least shows that, you know, there's something to work with here. Anyway, enjoy. Austin, if you're watching, here you go. Let me know if you want me to edit more. Not really. I don't want to. Okay, bye.
You see, you little girl, you should have let the freaking photographer do it. You
should
have let
her try,
at least.
They're not going to be super high res because those are not like the raw ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that there's definitely, I'm hoping.
Also, if we catch you putting this photo anywhere, we will sue you. This is our property.
I don't think we could
do
that.
We made this. I don't know. You know what? I felt cool saying it. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, and that's Manscaped.
Manscaped is the brand trusted by over 11 million men worldwide for their face and body trimmers, hygiene essentials, and premium boxers.
And we want you guys to meet our special guest, which is the handyman. And that is a sleek, powerful, compact face shaver that is cordless, and it's designed for convenience. So if you're traveling or you just have a man that's on the go, this is what you'd want to get him.
It's perfect for those last minute touch-ups, and that's because it's engineered with the unique dual blade system, which features both a standard foil shaver and then also a long hair trimming blade to handle up to 3 days worth of beard growth.
And it's also waterproof, so that makes cleanup a breeze. Just send them in the shower to shave. Or they could just rinse the machine once they're done and then, you know, everything's clean. And Manscaped has a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free, which is amazing.
So if you want to give the gift of grooming, perhaps for Valentine's Day even, that's coming up, get 20% off and free shipping with the code DWKT at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code DWKT. And thank you so much to Manscaped for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Okay, well, anyway, that was an interesting journey. Some good old wedding drama. I missed it, to be honest.
I know, it's nice. Lighthearted.
And now we have to go to our good friends, the Resilient Jenkins. Do you guys remember? I hate that that's their name.
I
the
do kids too, because are they're not resilient.
The ones that are resilient. You bitch are just annoying.
Yeah. No, honestly, I kind of did forget about them. I think I just like put it out of my mind. And then when I was pulling these links, I was like, oh, brother.
And she's still somehow pregnant. And I was like, I thought she had the baby, or is this just a new pregnancy?
It's happening like day now. But when I first saw that, I was like, is she pregnant again? I'm like, oh no, she's just still pregnant. But I guess it's supposed to happen any day now.
Well, if you guys don't remember the Resilient Jenkins, let me have the honor of just refreshing your memory. Basically, we had a whole episode on them. You could go watch it if you are completely out of the loop with what I'm saying. But basically, it's a family of these two parents and six children now, right? Or it's going to be seven.
I don't fucking know. Too many kids to be living in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah. The issue that people have with them is not that they have a lot of children. It's that they are living in a one-bedroom apartment and all of their children, yes, all of them, live in the living room / kitchen, and they take the bedroom.
I guess you brought up that it's near the kitchen, so there could be knives or like the stove and stuff, so that it's like safety issues.
These are young children.
Otherwise, I don't think it really matters what room they're in, because like, what's the difference?
Oh, it does.
Safety-wise, I agree. In terms of like, I think they probably have the bigger area than the parents do, but also, they don't have beds. And also, the thing with them all sharing, these aren't all kids from the same family either. They're like from both sides. And I saw a lot of people bringing up that it's like a bunch of boys and girls, that it's like they are family technically.
Oh god.
But like not.
Oh god. Yeah. You know. So I will just say they do now have beds. They have a bunk bed that they have set up in the kitchen. Before, they didn't have beds
in the kitchen.
And that was one of the main concerns, that people were just like, okay, so not only do you have your kids in the kitchen and living room, which is a safety issue
for multiple reasons.
Not only because they could just grab knives, it's a safety issue because if an intruder comes in and they live in a bad town, so much so that she has expressed that she cannot even go outside like at night, like it's not a safe area. So if an intruder comes in, they're gonna get your kids before they get you. That is a no in my book. I saw this one TikTok too that was pointing out that a lot of people, myself included, were speculating that the reason that Andrew, who's the father in this situation, and then her, who I saw someone who had scrolled through every Resilient Jenkins TikTok, and they're like, we don't know her name, she never says it. I don't think anybody knows her name.
People do know her name because they looked up her ex and like have been posting like court stuff.
I remember
about
the ex thing, but I don't remember her name.
But she recently just posted
out
about it. And she, so if they're looking up court records, they definitely know what her name is. I don't personally.
Well, I don't know what her name is. Yeah. We'll just say Andrew and her, I guess. But basically, people, including myself, had speculated that the reason why they take the bedroom is so that they could have sex and procreate. You know what I mean? That's genuinely where my head went to, because I'm like, why else would you take the room and not allow your kids to have the room themselves? But apparently the same person who scrolled through all of their TikToks said that she had been very open previously about smoking marijuana when she's, I think she has done it when she's pregnant, but she did it mainly when she wasn't pregnant as well. And they smoke in their room because they can't go out at night because it's not safe. So that may be another reason why they take the room.
Oh, hi, girlies. On the topic of them smoking, we found a Facebook post that has basic where she, Stephanie is her name, by the way, she posts a screenshot of a comment on one of her posts that has someone saying, way to go, another baby born with fetal alcohol syndrome. That makes four. Before anyone starts snarling at me, Stephanie admitted she smoked marijuana throughout all her pregnancies. Drew does drugs as well. She posts that screenshot, and first of all, I will say, obviously, smoking weed has nothing to do with fetal alcohol syndrome, so I'm not really sure that comment is the gotcha moment that person thinks it is. But regardless, Stephanie posts that screenshot and accompanies it with this long ass paragraph where she says, since this continues to be a comment that pops up, I figured I'd address it. Not that it's going to make any difference, because these people in the comments have already decided what they want to think of me and Drew, regardless of what we put forward. I can never grasp deciding I know something about somebody when I literally don't even know that person. But these internet trolls assume they know everybody. So with that being said, Drew and I do not use anything. Any video I mentioned smoking in was posted quite some time ago. I haven't said anything about myself or Drew still smoking. I haven't drank in years. I've never been a drinker. However, my stepson, son's baby mama is a heavy drinker to this day and drank while she was pregnant with my son. I never once said I drank while pregnant. Not really sure why she chose to throw the stepmom under the bus here, but not really surprised. She continues, "See, the way I see all these internet trolls is the way I imagine people were during the Salem witch trial, because regardless of what a woman said, people decided for themselves this person is a witch and needs to be burned. And honestly, people assuming they know something about me and Drew when they don't even know us personally, that's no better than that type of situation." It's a little different, but okay. "We don't address all the bullshit videos that are posted about us, all the conspiracies, because none of that is factual or true about the people Drew and I are. We will continue to do what we have done for years and work on our family, our own lives, and follow God's plan. No amount of hate or stupid people have stopped either of us before, so why would it now? And at what point do you people go find a new account to stalk and hate on? What a miserable soul you carry around with pride." Okay. Then, if you scroll down to the comments, there's some interesting ones. Mainly, this video getting reposted several times.
"Smoking is not good for your health, but you know what?
I don't care! I love it!"
That is her smoking while pregnant with a sound that says, "Smoking is not good for your health," followed by the song, "I don't care." So that's a good look. Then she responds to one of the people that posted that and says, again, literally years ago on that post. Still concerning, but okay. "And you have no idea what me and my doctor decided on my medical plan during pregnancy. My body, my choice." I'm not sure that's what that saying is for, but okay. "If you have an issue with respecting what I'm saying about my own self, just leave. It's that easy. And for any supporters that let trolls sway your opinion, you're on who you're following, why even follow?" I don't really know what that means, but... And while it doesn't prove that she's smoking, there's also several screenshots that were posted that show a bong and weed in the background. And they're from like May and April of last year. And then there's this one, which is just as concerning as the last one, where it's her talking about how she has to stop smoking so she can get pregnant. Because remember, she was actively trying to get pregnant. This was a planned pregnancy, despite the fact that she has 4 kids already sleeping in her living room and kitchen now as well.
"Hey, so I just found out that it turns out my smoking habits are probably fucking with my hormones and are the reason why I am not getting a baby like I want. So I am going to try to tough it out and quit and do this Steve motherfucking flesh. So let's do it."
And this one's not relevant for this pregnancy, but someone also posted her pregnant in 2022, where she says in the caption, "When I'm trying to be good and microdose, but the kids are on it today." Microdose what, Stephanie? Are you kidding? And then one more interesting reply from Stephanie. Someone comments saying, "You literally smoke MJ while pregnant." And she responds, "You don't know me. You seem highly unpleasant. Honestly, where do you get the right to come here and scream your lying opinion?" Well, I mean, we've literally seen the video of you smoking while you're pregnant, so I don't really know how that's a lying opinion or an opinion. It's just a fact, actually. But yeah, that's pretty much the info we have on her smoking / drug situation. Who knows if she's doing it now? But I will say those few TikToks from a couple years ago definitely speak to Jesse's theory about why they wanted the room to themselves, because clearly they have the bong in there and I don't think they're going outside and using it. So anyway. That's it. Back to us.
Either reason is really shitty and makes them bad parents, in my personal humble opinion.
People also talk about the fact that he, I mean, I guess both of them, because it's their shared room, but he has like a big flat screen on the wall and like has a PS4 and PS5 and like plays video games.
I think it's a 5.
I just saw even recently, she just got him a gaming chair.
She's also talked about how he's a gig worker, which is like fancy terminal. Like he does like Uber and stuff and does odd jobs here and there.
Not
and
DoorDash,
we
though.
Know that he washes hubcaps. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why he needed the cleaning supplies off his wish list. But anyway, all of this is what we talked about in our episode about them, and after that people had bought the kids beds from the wish list that we showed in that episode. We had pointed out that on that wish list were a few odds and ends for Mr. Andrew himself, and it very much seems like he is a self-serving father. He is not a selfless father dedicating 18 hours a day to working for his children. Like, that is not their story, even though she tries to paint it that way.
And then no. What makes it even worse that like she's pregnant now with, is it their first kid together?
No, they have like a 2-year-old or something together.
Well, because obviously the other kids are from other marriages, partners, whatever. But then also
can't keep track.
He, aside from the kids in this apartment, has another kid, at least one, that he does not pay child support for.
He's a deadbeat
father. Yeah, and I even, when I was looking up something else that we're going to go over, the main thing in this episode, I saw a bunch of other court records from him, including one that started back in like 2015, but has been updated up through 2024, where it's like him repeatedly, like the court being told that he's not paying child support, them having to force him to, them like giving him a new thing because he wasn't paying the old thing, like just a mess. Not only can he not support the kids they have now because there's literally like a bunch of them in this fucking living room, but then also he has other kids that he does not support, and yet still they're like, let's have a baby. And then they like joke about having more kids still.
Yeah, she says that if she continues to go viral, that he will continue to impregnate her, and has used that as her incentive to continue on social media. And one thing that I find very interesting about her is that she has said that her and Andrew both very, very, very carefully thought about how social media, like the hate, was going to affect them.
Hey y'all, your girl did it again in another viral video, but woo, these days people love to be hated. And honestly, I only have one thing to say to those people. Y'all are entitled to your opinion, and there's a key word in that phrase. I really feel like people just don't even think before they make some of these comments, because I think, quite honestly, a lot before I do anything. My husband and myself thoroughly thought through how much hate we were going to receive for posting and being honest about our living situation.
And I was just like, but did you really? Do you really understand the wrath of social media? There's no fucking way you do. Because now they're being evicted, and that's why we're here.
And after it became known that they were being evicted, she's posted, and I link to a few. Sometimes she'll comment on the haters, but like usually she kind of just keeps pushing. She's commenting a lot on the haters these days, like almost every TikTok.
Welcome and to it's the like, fucking internet.
Yep, expected.
And again, how are you going to expect to display this life? Which, by the way, from what I understand, now I think we know why they got evicted, right?
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't know. Okay. So that actually is interesting, because it could be, in my opinion, for a few reasons. One of which, from everything I've understood, having seven people, which I think is what they're about to have with the baby, having that many people in a one bedroom is illegal. Like, it's a fire hazard. You cannot have that many people cohabitating like together.
Maximum occupancy.
Yeah, literally. You have that even when you go into a restaurant. There's only so many people that can comfortably fit here. And a one-bedroom apartment, you cannot have wall-to-wall children and beds and shit just clogging the fucking way. And so I think that her displaying that lifestyle, she just genuinely didn't understand like how serious the internet's gonna take that and ride for those children and come for her every second of the day. Because again, it's one thing if you fall on hard times, and I think we said this in our episode about them. My house is not paid off. And even if it is, if I don't pay taxes on it, it's not mine anymore. Like, nothing's guaranteed. Everybody's an emergency away from being homeless. Like, I understand all of that. And if you are someone that falls on hard times and needs to adjust, then I have all the sympathy in the world for you. But for you to grow on this situation and like add on to it while like actively, like you chose to do that while you're in it, I think that's fucked up. Like, you're in a one bedroom apartment with no chance to get out anytime soon. You guys are living in poverty and you want to have a ton of more babies. Why?
I just Googled it. California is what came up first. California law enforces a 2+1 formula for its occupancy limits, meaning two people can occupy each bedroom with one additional person in a living space.
So four in a kitchen?
No, I don't think that flies. Probably not, right? Let me search and see what Oregon's is. Two persons per bedroom with two additional persons permitted. For example, no more than 8 guests can rent a 3-bedroom property.
Oh.
Well, we're
past
there.
So far fucked right now.
Yeah, wow.
They're really pushing it. And again, they're documenting every second of it. It's so stupid. We found out through TikTok that they did get evicted. Now, they haven't been, as of right now, I don't think they've actually left the place, but they have been issued an eviction notice,
she has,
from what I understand.
Said they have a hearing in February. And I think usually eviction, like, it's not a quick process.
No, it's not like you're out tomorrow.
Yeah, but they had first filed it on the 7th, and then she posted this on the 10th. And acts like she just found out, which could be that it took a few days for them to get notified. And she hasn't mentioned specifically, like, we are being evicted. We're about to watch where it first, like, people started wondering what was going on. And then I think they looked and found it. She does talk about how they're moving. Not in this video, but in another one.
So I just got some somewhat discouraging.
The audio is also terrible on this one.
Yeah, I was about to say, did she record this with a fucking shoe?
She, like, apologizes. Okay. Oh my god, no, she has a fancy TikTok mic, don't you see?
Oh, how could I miss that fluff? I hate those fucking
so
mics.
Stupid.
It's like my pet peeve. 99% of the time, the audio is a million times better without the mic. I'm like, just use your phone, please. Anyway.
So I just got some somewhat
discouraging news, to say the least. And I really just feel like it's the devil just trying to get in my head and stop me in my tracks when I'm starting to feel like God's plans are unraveling for us.
And then she just does a kitchen reset.
If you missed that. She said that she got some somewhat discouraging news that she felt was the devil trying to get into her head when she felt like God was trying to present all his plans to her, whatever the case. I'm not going to comment on religion. None of that. What I will say is this is
somewhat discouraging.
Not somewhat discouraging news. This is extremely fucked up.
You're about to have a baby.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's going to give birth before they even
before this episode goes up, probably. No, it's literally like she's next day or so.
Yeah, and what's actually fucking insane is that she has been also documenting how she has been resetting and keeping her house clean and all that stuff. Because I will say, their house doesn't look filthy or anything. They don't live in filthy conditions. That's not an element here. Like, she does clean a lot and all that shit, whatever. But that motherfucker Andrew, what a loser. Oh my God. Like, literally, he will come in for one thing when she's resetting the whole house, moving beds, mopping, doing all this, literally about to give birth. He comes with his headset on from gaming and comes and just like moves one little thing and then goes back. Like, she'll probably ask him, like, can you help me put the sheets on here? He'll do it, go back. And then she's just her cleaning the rest of it.
She goes out of her way to try and make it seem like he's doing more. The other day, she posted one where she's cooking and she's like, I'm trying this recipe again. I'm going to have Andrew come in though, and he's going to cook the meat. I just prepped it, everything, because he does it better.
You mean 90% of the work?
No, and she's like, I let him do the meat because he does it better, blah, blah. And I'm like, I've watched like 50 videos of you doing everything. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So this is the court records, right, that you found of the eviction?
Yeah. There's no like paperwork that you can see. This is like from the Oregon government website, but it says that the complaint and the summons were on 1/7, then that their hearing is on 2/19.
Now, I can imagine that their neighbors know how many children they have, especially when you live in an apartment complex. Like,
you would know.
Everyone knows each other's business. Yeah. So it could have been that. It could have been the neighbors complaining. It could have been online people finding out where they live and complaining.
It also could be because they aren't paying rent. We don't know why they're being evicted.
It could have been that.
But there's definitely multiple reasons it could have been.
Now, what I will say is, as much as I feel like these parents need consequences, it's hard for this not to break my heart for the children, because they're the ones that are experiencing this uncertainty. Like, they know that they financially struggle. Even though they're young, they know that. You know what I mean? And I just think that losing their house is just probably devastating to them.
Well, now what are they going to do? Like, how are they going to get approved for anywhere else?
Oh, once you have an eviction on your, you're fucked.
Well, not even that. Just like, they have fucking like a herd of children. They can't rent another one bedroom apartment without lying.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't doubt that they would, but also it just makes me sad because they were already in such bad circumstances, and people's commentary on them was that their circumstances were not appropriate for a growing family, and especially not to add on to that family. Again, I don't even know that I would have covered this if she wasn't pregnant and wanting a ton of more babies.
And that's the thing. She also likes to frame it like people have a problem with how many kids we have. And it's like, the only reason they have a problem with you having so many kids is because you can't take care of them. Like, it's not because you have a bunch of kids. If you were like in a 4-bedroom house, no one would care.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, again, a lot of people live in poverty. A lot of people live in situations that are not fair. But I just think that purposefully adding on to that is what makes her, and I mean Andrew as well, such a big part of this problem. Because you may be feeding them, you may be keeping them in a clean home, but you are not providing for your children in a way that's fair to them. It's not. It's not fair to have your children have to pile up in a fucking kitchen. That's not fair.
And then meanwhile, being like, oh, we need to go viral so we can get out of this situation. It's like, or maybe you should not like rely on just like the luck of the internet, and you should actually have one of you work.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, because remember they did that whole live stream that we covered where Andrew was basically saying that he couldn't do anything except for just
he had an excuse for
jobs. Everything. Yeah, always an excuse. Oh, that hurts my body. Oh, this hurts.
And he works really hard. The American system, and you can't. It's like, the one we're all in.
Yeah, literally everybody's miserable, sir. I don't know how many times I have seen people in my life have to pull up their fucking bootstraps and do a job that they would not ever want to do in a million years because that's what they had to do. And that's not even people who have large families. Like, you have to get up, sir. I beg.
His complaining about that he had to leave that job because he wasn't getting a raise like his fellow employees were.
Yes.
Then he reveals he was asking for time off constantly from this job.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know why I wasn't getting a raise. And it's like, because you never went. He's like, well, I never went because I needed to work another job.
Oh my God. It's just.
Well, this is not how this works.
They talk as if they're making so much sense. And then I'm just like, do you hear what you're saying right now? That makes zero. First of all, any man worth a fucking damn would get up and go and do something tomorrow. Whatever the fuck that needs to be. If it's not a skill he has, he would learn how to do that skill. What do you mean your family is living piled up in that fucking house? Now you're getting evicted.
But he has a gaming chair, at least.
Gaming chair, headphones, PS5. All of that would have been pawned and sold so fucking fast. In my family, like, everything I fucking own would be gone before my children are piled up in a plate. Like, it just doesn't fucking make any sense. It all comes back to they're just like self-serving and weird and have a fetish for pregnancy.
They should be called entitled Jenkins.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Entitled Jenkins. Good one, Lily.
No problem. So here were some videos I pulled of her recently complaining about how everyone's just bored with their lives and they're all evil for like poking their nose in her life.
She posted one of these like right after our episode went live about her. And I was like, oh no, I think she's seen it, but she hasn't, you know. Said anything specific.
Imagine being so bored with your own life, you have the time to just go around snooping into other people. I honestly don't even know how y'all find the time. Now, to me, what a content creator chooses to post on their videos is what they decide to make somebody else's business. I don't know if y'all need to hear that again, but like I said, what we choose to post is what we made everybody else's business. What you go around snooping for, like I said, it just screams bored of your own life. So on that note, I don't know why I would ever let that mentally affect me. Like, public record or not, what does it really take for someone to be like, oh my gosh, I hate this person I've seen online so much? I'm gonna go looking for their court documents and everything. It honestly makes me laugh. On that note, let me say this. You're the type to be easily persuaded on your opinion on someone based on what you hear about them online, instead of going right to the source and getting to know the person. You're not the kind of supporter I would want on our page anyways. And I could have jumped on here and made every right choice as a mother, and y'all still would have something to complain about. So I'm gonna just continue to do my life, worry about my family, and get ready to meet this beautiful baby girl. This morning we went to my 38-week appointment. Baby girl's looking good, looking like she's gonna be right on time. I low-key think the doctor in there knew about us or something, because he had a biased opinion and he was pushing birth control. I get y'all have your opinions, but I don't think it's right for anyone to push their opinion on.
Or maybe he just saw that you have a bunch of fucking kids.
Well, first of all, every doctor pushes birth control after birth. Like, literally every single one that I've ever been to. But also, you have to understand that the internet, yes, do I agree some people snoop into the dumbest shit I've ever seen personally in my life? Where I'm just like, have you ever seen broad daylight? Like, do you need help? Yes, I have seen my fair share of those situations. This is more so people that are concerned with your children's life, arguably more concerned than you are.
And they're concerned with what you are showing them. So then it's like, well, what are they not
exactly
showing?
That's why they're looking into it. To look more into it. And I think that a similar situation to that is like Ash Trevino, who is someone who has been known to not only admit to like abusing her own kids, but like just the way that she acts, people dig more into her because she is so bizarre. And they're just like, there has to be, I don't know, like there's something more there. There are other situations where I would agree with her. And I'm just like, well, why do we care about this? Like, how many things have we covered where I'm just like, oh, who gives a fuck? I don't personally care. But this isn't one of them. You are documenting yourself doing something illegal, stuffing a bunch of people in your house. Can't do that. Can't even do that in an Airbnb, girl. And it's just not surprising that people would dig into it when you're so prominently showing it to people. But what's interesting is I thought you were ready for this. You said you were ready. You said you wanted, like, you and your husband thought it all through.
Well, and you heard her. She laughs when people do it.
She wasn't laughing when she said that. She sounded pissed as fuck.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think so. So that's one. Here's one about how people want to make their baby's birth something wicked.
Fuck does that mean?
I'm a little bit nervous that we're going to deal with some kind of nurse or doctor that has their biased opinion. And I just don't feel like that energy should be welcomed into the process of bringing a new baby into the world. If you're a doctor who has the opinion that you don't like me and Drew and you have something against us, please just don't even walk into the hospital room.
How famous do you think you are? actually.
How much time do you think
doctors and nurses doctors have to consume this bullshit? Doctors and nurses, to assume that they have like your worst interests, that they're going to completely change the way they treat you or act around you because they've seen you on TikTok. That's like not allowed. You know that, right? That's like against the code of ethics of being a doctor or nurse.
And like, not to say that I'm sure it doesn't happen, but like in her situation, she's very much like, oh, they're gonna know me.
Yeah, it's giving. She thinks she's famous. I have so many followers. And it's a little disturbing. Yeah.
So a lot of people want to make this experience just something so wicked and ugly about us. And it's the birth of our baby. It's a beautiful thing for us. It's an exciting thing for us. It's an experience. It's birthing a baby and bringing life into the world and having a whole nother life.
She's constantly trying to guilt people for like being concerned.
Yes, but also I just can't help but feel like she has a baby fetish. Like something is so weird.
She does.
Her. Like her just being like, it's beautiful. I'm scared for that baby.
I don't think we even talked about it, but doesn't she also have a fetish with him being black?
Oh, yep. I think that there was something there for that. No, I think we touched on
that. There's like weird stuff where she's like talking about how like
he has superior genetics and she wants. Yeah. That's definitely something she said, that she wants her babies to have his superior genetics. And it's like, have you seen a therapist lately?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think we did talk about it because or maybe it was another time, but that it fed into the whole like, oh, black people don't feel pain.
Yes. And like, yeah, no, I think that was it.
And our bundle of happiness. And so I feel like a lot of people are trying to make this such an ugly.
Ma'am, if you're going to insist on wearing one of those stupid fucking microphones that suck, maybe don't put clothes directly on top of them, because I can't hear what the fuck you're saying. You sound like you're inside of a shoebox.
I mean, she's a content creator. You would think she would know this.
How would you not even, like, you clipped it on and now you have laid a pair of pants directly on top of it.
No, they're magical mics. They can hear through anything.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
That's like me literally putting my entire fucking like sleeve over it and not even thinking about it. It's right here.
Like, I don't know why they can't hear me.
Like how many kids we have, and that's...
See, it's like, no, that's not the problem.
But...
Well, I mean, it is the problem, but there's other context
for us. We're excited about our baby. Can't wait to meet our baby. So going into this, getting ready for labor and delivery experience.
What I will say is that as someone who, you know, I've had two children, I understand that when you're about to have your child, it's very exciting. Obviously, you want to feel that happiness. You want to feel surrounded by support. It's an extremely intense thing for your body to go through. You want it to be all good vibes, whatever. The issue here is that the people pointing out that this is concerning are concerned that you are, again, fetishizing this experience. You have completely, I don't know if you fetishized it or you just like are delusional in your mind and convinced yourself that having and bringing life is really the only thing that matters, when the main thing that matters is their life after that moment and the next 18 years of their life when they're in your care. That matters the most out of anything. And people are concerned for that. You are bringing in a child. Yes, beautiful, wonderful. Where are they going to sleep? Like, it's just like genuinely what is... People are scared. And they're not just trying to be scared. They're genuinely worried because of the
circumstances. Literally, the comments are like, is the baby going to sleep in the kitchen sink? Like, what are you doing?
Stop. That you're relaying that information to me. No, but really, because they try to get those kids out of their room as soon as fucking possible. People are concerned for valid reasons. And now, even more so, you're being evicted with a newborn. like, you're gonna have to move God knows where.
The comments,
with a newborn.
I believe, on this one, you are even like, you're packing for the hospital. What about packing to leave? There's the kitchen sink one. Oh, that says under
oh
the
my
kitchen
god.
Sink.
Oh my god. The fucking top comment. Everyone is on TikTok is diabolical. Your brains are literally insane. Suitcase will double as the baby's crib when it comes home.
It's not funny. It's really fucked up, but it just, you know. But I've seen people saying, like, well, you're packing for the hospital. What about packing because you have to move out?
Oh, wait. I'm very interested if she talked about the toddler, because someone commented, my local hospital wouldn't let my toddler stay with me. He is going to be a handful and other new moms aren't going to want to hear your toddler crying and carrying on. So is she planning on bringing her toddler
something.
To the hospital?
Yeah, I believe so.
You can't do that. You can have them visit mm-hmm. their sibling, but then they got to go. And what about the other kids? Who's taking care of the other kids? Why can't they take care of the toddler?
I was wondering that too.
Yes, I agree that some people are a little bit much in the comments, but also people are genuinely upset and concerned. Like, this is insane.
Here's one about how everyone is miserable for wanting to destroy a perfectly happy family.
I've never been disliked by someone I'd want to trade places with. I'm gonna say it
yeah,
again.
Okay.
Isn't that insane? That's an insane thing to say from someone who lives in a one bedroom.
Yeah, no, it is. That is constantly getting hate on the internet for being a bad mom. Yeah, I'm sure you would love to switch places with some of these people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that most of the people that have large families, let's say, that are criticizing you probably have a bedroom for each of their kids. I think that that's such a weird sentiment or mentality to have in a situation where you are struggling as hard as you are and also documenting that struggle to monetize it and then not want any backlash from it. It's just all fucking, it's so disconnected. She has not connected not a singular puzzle piece in her mind. Like, she has no idea.
No.
It seems like she's genuinely confused why people are upset at her. And it's like, why would anybody just go attack a perfectly happy family? That's what the caption on screen says.
It says, it takes a miserable soul to seek out ways to destroy a perfectly happy family.
I mean, maybe you and your husband are delusionally perfectly happy, but when your children grow up, they are going to understand their circumstances.
And also just like the smug look on her face.
Always.
Here's one, Ruth. She doesn't want to respond to the haters, but
here is my response to the haters.
She will.
So I have a feeling that we should kiss. And is that feeling a good feeling or an incorrect feeling?
I sometimes have a feeling I can do crystal meth, but then I think, better not.
So she used
it's
that
a quote
sound.
From Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. And then it says on screen, when you have just as much to say on these haters and exes, but your growth doesn't let you talk ill on anyone, including those who freely do it to you. Honestly, this literally gives, like, when I was in high school, and would be on Facebook and be like, I don't want to say anything, but like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're hinting at something, but you're writing about it right there, but then you're pretending you don't want to write about it. And it's like,
it's always just
it.
Like, again, that's why I said she doesn't want to address the haters,
but she
she's
will.
Going to address the haters. And here's a great one where she, it's her first video post TikTok ban when it came back.
Is everybody okay? I mean, is everybody good? Because I feel like I'm experiencing some whiplash from this. I was actually in the process of editing this very video when TikTok went dark on us last night, and my heart just instantly sunk. I mean, I've been on this app for over like 4 or 5 years now. For me, it actually had nothing to do with the money making on this app. It mostly had to do with all the connections I built over time. So with that, I'm incredibly happy to see it back up, and I sure hope it stays that way. So with the baby on the way and the anticipation of yes being able to try to
nothing
move as
to
soon
do
as
with
possible,
the financials?
We've been trying to get as many unnecessary things out of the home. We went through Bubba's old clothes to see if we could find any gender neutral clothes for 0 to 3 months. Now that's purely because I'm the type of person who's always going to try to reuse a resource if I can. This here rug was just tapped out. I tried to clean up this smooth and then we're like, you know what, we're
look at him with his little fucking headphones to come and do one favor that she asks you probably a day, then just go back to your cave and ignore your children and play on PS5. You should literally be out right now. Why is it broad daylight and you are playing a game? Go work, sir. I'm over it.
He's tired.
His back. What was it that he was saying? Like, my body's so sore. Girl, bye.
Mine too.
It's ugly, it's heavy, and it's really not serving any purpose because it just slides to and fro in this freaking room. I started this part was a little bit too late, so we had to start it for tomorrow's dinner, which I guess is tonight, but then I started meal prep for yesterday's dinner, and I always just cut the onions, peppers, get the sausage ready, and then I leave the seasoning and cooking to Drew. I've attempted to make this meal every time, and I swear it's just not the same as when he cooks it, so I tell him, I'll get everything prepped, but you come in here and cook it.
He went to flip one sausage. He's like, he did this movement of like, period.
Done.
Ate that right on up. It's literally a sausage in a pan. What even? It takes zero effort to cook a sausage.
Literally. And she's like, I just never taste the same when I do it. Like, or are you just trying to make it seem like her husband does anything?
He tries to show me every time how to do it too. And I'm like, no, you're seriously, there's something about it when he makes it versus me. It just, it's not the same. And of course, there's going to be at least two kids who want something different for dinner. and they wanted two different sandwiches. Whatever, I'm okay with it. Pot roast and the dinner for last night turned out really good. I got an easy dinner to warm up for tonight, so that's great. I'm sorry if this voiceover was kind of a bit of a ramble, but I'm really excited to see everybody back.
Girl, everything you post is a bit of a ramble.
Okay, I was just about to say, one of my biggest pet peeves is when people overlap their voiceovers. Like, one starts before the other one ends.
Okay, the amount of time she spends editing, I'm like,
And you just separate those a little tidbit.
Like, take some lessons or something, but it's not that. It's like, do you have ears? Do you, you can hear that
it's
is
so
not
annoying.
Correct.
It's like, so annoying.
That's not an editing technique. That's like a, are you listening?
Yeah, but all in all, I remain firm in the fact that regardless of what people feel should happen to them, obviously it hurts me that these kids are going through this eviction. Like, that is the
comments that are like, they are the only victims here.
They are. And again, I think it was our researcher that posted it somewhere, and I saw her be like, they're the resilient ones, the kids, and the parents are just negligent. Like, they're just fucking self-serving and clueless. I hope that this eviction wakes them up, but something tells me it won't. Anyway, that's the Resilient Jenkins update. Fun times. My daughter's screaming at the top of her lungs.
Probably because she misses me.
Shall we do our We Love the Internet?
We shall.
Oh my God, I know exactly what mine's is going to be. It's a prank that I just simply must do to my mother. It needs to happen. Have you seen the FaceTime prank when they just show like a random man?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good. I need to show at least two because it won't let you grasp the whole thing if I just show one.
Okay,
so this is the first one.
Who are you? Who are you? What are you doing? I'm calling the police.
And not it's switching to the next man because it's like a random man with like headphones in.
Yeah. Your mom would lose her shit.
I know. And I have to try it. I just have to. Then there's this one. She hung up and I'm just like, bitch, what the fuck?
I think it would give my mom a heart attack. I don't think I could do that.
Do you think that she would immediately assume that you've been kidnapped?
You know, hard to say. Probably not. I think she'd just be so confused.
Well, that's the thing is I'm like,
too risky.
My mom is one of those people, and it's mainly because my stepdad is this way, that just always believes that like someone's gonna come in and rob us and someone like, it's not even rooted in any real reality. It's kind of bordering on like Leo Skeppy.
Your mom, I could see flipping the like absolutely.
My mom would be like, she's dead.
She also was very loud and like very like reaction. She'll give a reaction. My mom would be like, I think the technology barrier would be what would keep her from freaking out, but it would
she
be
would
like,
just be so confused.
Yeah, she'd be like, what, did I call the wrong number?
There's
like,
so many people who have like called people over and they've just been like, they've got Mary's phone. It's just like pure panic. And
I think it's kind of mean, but also I think like I do want you to do it for your mom.
Right?
Okay. I just passed one that's really funny, but then it reminded me of another one. So I'm going to do two as well. The first one's really quick. So this is the one I was going to start with. The caption says, when your dad becomes a horse girl at 45.
Oh God.
And it's him showing a picture of a horse on his phone. And then it cuts to him like reading a book. And then he's in his like riding gear.
Oh my God. Oh, I love
that's
that
so
for
cute.
Him.
I know. I was like, oh my God. Should I?
Oh my God. Like, that one of the top comments being smash. Ew.
Oh.
Don't say you want to fuck people's dads. Let's have some decorum, people.
Yeah, no, it inspired me. I want to find somewhere to horseback ride. But then that just reminded me of this, which I had sent you at one point. And it's a girl convincing her Hinge date that she's a professional hobby horser.
Oh my God, yes.
I do hobby horsing.
What the fuck's that? So you ride Hamish like you're riding a horse?
Yeah.
You do a jump
1.7 meters. I'm the world record holder in Australia.
Take your
piece. No, it's professional. Right,
I watch dressage.
Oh
my God, stop, not the demonstration.
But you're a beginner.
No, I can't.
No, I'm not a beginner. This is my gallop. It's not meant to be funny. Do you want to see my shoe jumping?
You might as well.
Do you want to see it again? Think I'm good?
I think you're good enough to retire.
Oh my god, that's so funny. They should get married.
That's too good. What would you do if you were on a date and someone was like pulled out like a really random ass hobby like that?
After
they'd been like totally normal the entire night.
Yeah, I would have definitely made fun of them. That was like my thing when I would date people. My way of flirting was like borderline bullying them. It was fun to me.
Oh god.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end of this one, we appreciate you very much. My daughter literally doesn't stop screaming, so we really must be going.
Mrs. Taylor.
But as always, we hope you have a wonderful week and we will see you on Friday. She's yelling. Bye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.